CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Here on 96.5 The Fan, one thing that's really good about able to do this show early in the morning is that you get to get out there first, and then you get to watch everybody else kind of develop the way they do it. Not necessarily the station, but like shows in general. And one of the things that I saw this whole last week, and Mac and I did this topic on Monday, was the rust.
Oh, God.
Oh, it was everywhere, man.
Oh, my God, was it? Jeez.
Everywhere.
Oh.
Like, we did it, and then Briscoe is here from 10 to 2, and he's like, I got to bring it up with some of the people, so I'm going to talk about it. And then I got home, and it was like, the herd, rest or rust. First things first, rest or rust. First take, rest or rust. Everywhere you listened was rest or rust. And then they brought it up with the wonderful woman Kay Adams show with Luke Kuechly.
Yeah,
and he talked about it.
I think early in my career, this would have really bothered me. Just getting out of the flow and the speed and how fast stuff happens during the game. We played 2013, we had a first round bye. We were, I think, the 2 seed, and we had the first round bye, and we played San Francisco the first round in the playoffs at home at Bank of America. And I remember the first, you know, quarter of that game, I was like, wow, this is really fast. Like, things are happening quick. I had to get myself back up to game speed again. And then by the second quarter, you're locked in. But that first quarter, to have that ability not to be up to full speed, I didn't like that feeling. But as you go on, I mean, we were the number one seed in the NFC playoffs in 2015. That first game against Seattle, you know, we had 1 week off, not two or three like they have. I felt 100% fine. I had no issues. I felt good. The game speed was not an issue. So I guess what I'm getting at is, if they were a young team that hadn't spent a ton of time in the playoffs and their best players were young guys, I'd be more worried about it. But I think Mahomes and Kelce and Thuney and, you know, Chris Jones and Karloftis and, you know, Reed in the backfield with McDuffie, I just don't really see this being a huge issue for him.
So, Bob? To me, I agree with Luke Kuechly. I mean, it's the biggest low-hanging fruit topic that we have right now in sports, because 2 weeks ago, everybody was saying, and I've gotten this question literally every day, you know, of the break. You was running into people having conversations. You worried about Russ? No, I'm worried about Russ. Like, you were the same people 2 weeks ago going, we got to get this bye. We need the bye. We need the week off. We need the week off. Now they get the bye and have the week off. And if I had a dollar for every person who was like, rust or, you know, I'd be retired at this point in time, because it becomes this low-hanging fruit argument that's, you know, perpetrated by the national shows out there of rust versus you know, rest and all this kind of stuff. And my comeback has been, for a lot of people over the last few weeks, is that this team doesn't play a game from basically February 10th to September 10th, and nobody worries about the rust during that period of time. But God forbid somebody takes a week off during the regular season, and all of us football savants and experts saying, oh, my God, it's going to be rusty. Maybe it's rusty if you have a first-year head coach. Yes, it is. It is dusty.
Rustin?
But if
sorry. Because you know what's happened. Day one on the job. No, he writes for the Star.
Yeah. Big fan of the Ned. Yeah. Or other way around, I guess you could say. Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Big fan. I roll my eyes. Ned loved him.
Rustin, how much time do I have? It's Dustin, but yeah, you got like 5 minutes. I said, what am I doing here?
But you know, like if you, the rust maybe come into a factor, like when the Giants had the bye week and they all went to Cabo or wherever it was, and that guy who had the ill-fitting suit was their head coach, McGillicuddy McDoofus. Yeah.
McAdoo.
Yeah. I couldn't remember the guy's name. Like, if you have a coach like that, like Dr. Magoo in there kind of running the show, which is not a leader, then maybe there is a situation with Russ. We're talking about a team that is, you know, I just can't stop laughing about people think, oh my God, this rusting. Have you met Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and Chris Jones? Like, I mean, we're talking about stuff that may impact a neophyte team, but we're talking about the Chiefs here, folks. We're not worried about rust.
I think this is why, you know, people continually hate the Chiefs because of why they're good. Like, we were talking on Monday, Mac and I were, that people hate the Patriots and Belichick's run, because there were multiple allegations that were factual. Like,
they cheated.
Definitely, they did it. Like, everything that went with it, the deflation, the spy gate, the whatever gate right. they had. And yet every time there's a challenge for the Chiefs, they seem to take advantage of it. And this to me goes where there's no rust or where there's more importantly with rest is that you go back to like St. Joe, like, right? Like there's a reason why Andy takes these guys in the middle of Missouri. You're not the middle, of course. There comes the Thanks Coast.
Well, it's actually, it's on the western edge. If you look, there's a river. Right. And, you know.
I've been to St. Joe enough sitting in a t-shirt and shorts and sweat to know that it's painful in those practices.
Like, I would bet you've been to St. Joe more than anybody at this radio station. Well, maybe Cody and Gold.
I think Cody and Gold been there a little bit longer, more than I've been, but they were Monday through Friday. Either way.
Every time we went up in the morning, there was a thunderstorm. Yep.
Go ahead and head back, guys. Well, the Wi-Fi is not connecting. But no, I think this is where Andy Reid is the anomaly in this because the thing that I don't understand where people say, oh, well, there's rust. They're still going to have practices where everybody's practicing at a full go. And not only that, but like this is where like Andy Reid really takes advantage of this time. And again, you had your bye week in week 6. You just played 3 games in 11 days. And you have a team that has leadership that's done this for the last 3 years running. Like more than that.
Yeah.
Like again, we already know they played more games. If there was worry about rust, then how did they go 15-1 after winning back-to-back titles? It's because of Andy Reid. It's because of where this team starts their season in St. Joe, having hellacious practices in the heat, getting ready for games like this in the regular season that make you go through this grind. And now it's like, okay, now we can breathe. We can do this. And again, he brings up Kelce, Mahomes, Jones, all these guys, Hopkins even, who's a veteran. And you look at what they're trying to do. And I would agree to a point that if this was... if this was like Buffalo and they got 3 weeks off, Buffalo's never had that sort of situation. And normally the Chiefs don't. Last year, the Chiefs said it'll go all the way through the playoffs and get to the Super Bowl and win. But like they've had every sort of factor that there has to get to the Super Bowl. And this year, the most important thing they could have got was rest. So that they aren't rusty going into the playoffs. And I think Andy Reid, it's Dustin. And I don't think that they want to necessarily like believe in that because I don't think they have to, but I think the best thing about this team going into this playoff stretch is the fact they do get the time off that will definitely not create any rust. If anything, it's going to create the juices to flow better because guys like Travis Kelce, who's last game of the regular season, 8 for 84 and a touchdown. How you doing? Right? He's back again. And Mahomes,
well, it's that time of year, right?
Right. And that's where this team thrives, and that's where this team needs it because they are the veteran team. They have done this before. In fact, they're on the brinks of going for 3 straight in a row, and they've won 2 in a row, and they have Andy Reid, who's never going to let this team drift off and get confused or think about something differently. And plus, all these teams that are getting ready to play you will have to play every game going in. They get this. The teams that are clinching, they get this week. And then it's right back to it. So they don't get that time to kind of like transition in the playoffs. Whereas the Chiefs, now Andy Reid can be like, okay, I have my offense this last 3 weeks. Let's put this together. Let's solidify it and let's move forward.
Yeah. People just don't realize how also too, from a mental health standpoint, how important having the time away is. I mean, everybody can utilize that, you know, in their work life. You take a couple of weeks off and you get recharged and you get rejuvenated, and you get refreshed. I can't imagine playing 16 NFL games, which is what they're going to do. And some are obviously going to play the 17th NFL game. And every play they will tell you who's ever played the game is like a car crash. Every single play is like a car crash. So to sit there and say, well, I'm worried about rust, I'm more worried about the guys being fresh and mentally fresh and physically fresh, you know, for the start of the postseason, as opposed to having to play another game. Like the Chiefs, by winning that game on Christmas Day, basically saved 8 quarters of wear and tear on Patrick Mahomes, on Travis Kelce, on Chris Jones, on Trent McDuffie. You saved 8 quarters of game preparation. Like, you've taken so much away from them mentally and physically by having this opportunity of going out there and not having to play in this game or having that week off and having the opportunity to go out there and just get ready. This is a veteran team. And the other thing is, like, people talk about rust all the time. They're allowed, 17 practices over the course of the entire season anyway in the NFL? So how much practice time are you really getting in, you know, at this point of the season? To me, where we are right now, it is more important to have that rest, to have your feet up, to have the ability to sit back and relax a little bit and take in all the hard work that you did. And the other thing that the Chiefs have done with this 15-1 record, okay, Rusty, is the fact that they went out there and they didn't play a last-place schedule. They did it against a first-place schedule. They did it against a division that for all intents and purposes, could have three of the four teams in the playoffs, which is kind of why I want to see Denver, and so we have that as well. Mm-hmm. Oh, we played three, you know, two playoff teams four times in the division. You had every playoff team in the AFC you beat with the exception of Buffalo, and that'll happen in January when it always does. But, I mean, this team has played a first-place schedule against quality opponents, and they went 15-1. There's no reason to be concerned whatsoever that rust is going to slow them down or there's going to be rust at all. Luke Kuechly nailed it. You got veteran leaders on this team.
Yeah, you got guys that know what the end goal is, and that's to win three straight. And that's never been done before. And now you have 3 weeks off to right. go win your third straight
Super Bowl.
You
got three more games on the schedule that matter. Go yep. win them all. And take care of business.
And then what's going to happen when they play the first divisional game? They win, what, 28-10? All of a sudden, it's like, yeah, there was no rust. Could have told you that.
Yeah, oh, yeah, the first playoff game. they house somebody.
That's right.